Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Happy New Year's to all of our listeners out there on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears, the radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida, and our good sister in Christ, none other than Evangelist Perkins, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As you know, for our opening, we always have a prayer. So let us bow our heads as our co-host give us our opening prayer. Co-host.
Father, we thank you today and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name because you are so worthy. Father, we just want to say thank you for keeping us all day long to this appointed time where we come together, sit at the table in the spirit realm, Lord, to pour out into the world on Facing Your Fears radio talk show. We pray today, Lord, that you will continue to inspire and motivate the host as well as Evangelist Perkins and myself to be a blessing to those that connect on this radio station. And we thank God for our listeners today and pray that this word will bless them. In Jesus' name we pray and say, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank the co-host for that awesome prayer. Listeners, remember, you too can join in on this awesome topic that we have planned for you for today just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Today's topic is staying out of the danger zone. Or out of the dangerous zone. God dealt with me with this topic for today, and it's a topic that I think would be interesting, and it would be a blessing to all of us as we go forward in this new year of 2022. We most certainly want to thank God for blessing us to cross over out of 2021 into the new year of 2022. And I pray that the Lord will continue to pour out fresh anointing upon all of your lives. And as you go forward in this year, I pray that you will do everything pleasing and acceptable in our sight of God. God to fill you with more power, with more anointing, with more understanding, and ask God to help you to help somebody else as you travel along the way in this new year, because certainly there is a lot of people that need our support, need our prayers, and they need our help. And we want to be a help to somebody because we don't know whose hands we have to fall in. And we certainly thank God for bringing us thus far through the pandemic for the 2 years that we all have been struggling, and death has come, sickness has come, but through it all, God has still been in the blessing business. He still has blessed us to be here and given us our health and our strength. Some of us may not feel the best of health, but if you feel like I feel, you can say, Lord, I'm still blessed. Father God, I'm better than blessed because I didn't have to be here today, but through your grace and your mercy, you allowed me another opportunity to be a blessing to someone else. All right, as we go forward on today, our topic for today is staying out of the dangerous zone. Listeners, we all should want information and more guidance of how we should stay out of the dangerous zone, which means that how we can keep ourselves out of trouble, how we can keep ourselves from getting in trouble with God, and how we can avoid being tempted. Avoid being seduced through the enemy out there, and which is Satan himself and all of the demons that he has to attack God's people. All right, this episode is to help us stay in tune with God's way and reading the scriptures that can help us stay out of trouble and help us to learn the many ways we can get ourselves into big trouble, meaning that some of these scriptures are going to show us how we can get ourselves into big trouble, and some of the scriptures is going to guide us and lead us in how we can stay out of that dangerous zone. If we follow the flesh and listen to the evil forces that can take us by surprise just by focusing on things that can lead to destruction. Stay tuned in as we go forward with this topic on today. Our scriptures will be coming from 1 Peter 5:5 and 1 Corinthians 10:12. And we're going to do something different today, listeners. What we plan to do today is going to be a discussion. So any of you that want to touch that number one now, and I'm not going to take you out of the studio like I always do. If you're in the studio with us, I'm going to let you remain in the studio, and you can just speak as the Holy Ghost leads you to speak. That's something new. Facing your fears don't normally do that. But we know that God has something for everybody to share, and we are going to respect that. And if you cut somebody off, that's all right today. Because why? We are discussing, and we are not, no particular person has the headway on today's topic. But we are going to begin reading the scripture, and we're going to let our co-host read scripture coming from 1 Peter 5:5, and we're going to discuss that scripture, and then we're going to shortly go to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and the 12th verse. Co-host.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you all this evening. Praise God. We're going to go to 1 Peter 5:5. Praise God. And we're going to share this scripture. It says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Praise God. We just thank God this evening. I'm going to yield back to Evangelist because this is her scripture that she wants to go forth first to explain. I just wanted to go ahead and read it as she requested.
All right. 5:5 says, likewise. He's talking to the young people here. Peter is saying that to the young people, submit yourselves to the elders. The elders is our older people and our seasoned people that we are surrounded by. And Peter is saying here, we all be subject to one to another and be clothed with humanity. What is humanity? Humanity is having gratitude and having mercy and kindness and showing your love for one another. For God resists the proud. I mean, a proud person, you mean you're too proud to humble yourself. You cannot submit yourself to be corrected, or you will not let someone tell you something. You know, and sometimes I get like that when I get upset and someone trying to talk to me and try to correct me or try to stir me in the right direction. Sometimes my emotions take over and I will not allow it to happen, but that's not the way God wants us to be. We have to be able to listen. We have to be able to let other people talk to us and guide us in the direction, because when you're upset, you're not looking at the picture the way it should, you know, the right way that you should be looking at it. Why? Because your mind is focusing on the problem. Especially if it's something that is not lined up with God or lined up with the Word of God, then you are what? You're not rebuking it, but you're somewhere not allowing that person to snap you back into reality, snap you back into God's way of handling it, of God's way of how he wants you to go forward with it. And that's what I have to say on that. We have to learn how to humble ourselves. And most of all, when we learn how to humble ourselves unto God, like the next verse, humble yourself, therefore, under the mercy, the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time. In due time, if we just humble ourselves unto God first and unto our elders and unto our leaders, in due time, he will exalt us. We will get the victory over whatever situation that stands in our way. Let's quickly go to chapter, the book of 1 Corinthians at the, that's at the 10th verse, the 10th chapter and the 12th verse. Let's quickly turn there because I don't want to take up all the time on it. This is part one. We'll be coming back next week with part two of it. So we're going to turn now to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 12th verse of 1 Corinthians. And I am not there yet, and I'm sorry, listeners. I don't like to hold the show up looking for a scripture, but I was caught up in 1 Peter 10 and 12 of 1 Corinthians, 10th chapter, 1 Corinthians 12 verse says, wherefore let him that thinketh he stand and take heed lest he fall. Let him that thinketh he stand and take heed lest he fall. And the 13th verse says, there has no temptation taken you but such as common to man. Meaning that the temptation that comes our way is common to man. It's the common things that men have done or that we have done before we became a child of God, before we started walking in the Christian life or Christian way. These temptations the devil knows about, and they're common in our lives. They're common in a sinful and a worldly life. These are common temptations. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Meaning that God keeps us by. If we keep our faith in God, God is faithful to us, and He will not suffer us to be tempted by those things anymore. But remember now, we have to be connected, and we have to be prayed up. We have to be steadfast, unremovable. And then I'm going to tell you what I mean about that. I'm going to go in a little bit further with that when I read this part. But we're real with the temptation. Also make a way to escape that he may be able to bear it. That, thank you. We ought to be telling God thank you right now. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, because you are faithful to us. If we're faithful to you, and if we keep our hearts and our minds steadfast and unremovable, always abiding in the works of God, he is faithful to keep us from being tempted by these things. In other words, so when temptation comes our way, he would always be there to prepare a way for us to escape it. That's if we are tuned in to him. What I mean by that is sometimes we get out of line. We want to flirt with Satan. We want to go back and do some of the things, not saying actually in action, but we put ourselves in a position we can listen to something, a song, look at something on television and a show that can attract us back to where we used to, and then we can get caught up. And once the devil gets your attention, then he's going to take it to another level. Why? Because you did that. You were flirting. We cannot flirt with Satan. We cannot flirt with anything that would cause us to stumble and fall. If you do take it from me, you can get caught up in a sin and not even know that you're there. And by the time you realize it, it can be too late. But thank God, God's grace and mercy is always, he said, God is always standing nearby. And God said he's faithful to us. He know our heart. And this is why we must always ask God for forgiveness. And sometimes we don't feel like we're doing anything wrong, but it is wrong. So my advice, and I beg of you, to do not flirt with sin no kind of way. Now, listening to a song or looking at something on TV is not a sin. But it can cause you to do something that's sinful. If you're not strong enough, if you're not, if your mind, in other words, God is a jealous God. to wrap it all up, he's a jealous God. He said, put nothing before me. Nothing should attract us from the will of God. Nothing should cause us to not to stay in the will of God. When we take ourselves out of that, it doesn't take but a minute as a second, because Satan is always standing nearby. Oh, I got you now. And then you be tuned into it, and before you know it, you'll be wrapped up and tangled up in something that you shouldn't have already escaped. God has already blessed you to come out of. And then why would we want to go back to it anyway? Just something that like the First Peter said.
Amen.
It's common to a man, you know, and we're in the flesh. And Paul said, I die daily the flesh. So our flesh is always leading us to do something that we have no business doing. But thank God for the spirit that's on the inside of us, that fight that and help us to, like Corinthians just said to us, he will help us to escape. We'll be able to bear it. Not only will he help us to bear it, he'll help us to escape it. And we ought to give God the glory for that. I thank and I praise God that he is always standing nearby. You know, it's like your body is like on a battlefield. The flesh is fighting against the spirit. The good is fighting against the bad. The bad trying to get in, and the good puts on, oh, not here, not here. You don't dwell in this house. You're not welcome in this house. You'll no longer live in this house. And then he's fighting, saying, I'm going to push my way in anyway. Oh, not here. This is my child. And I have built a fence around him, and I have protected him, and I'm going to continue to bless him. You ought to tell the Lord, thank you for that. Right now, I'm going to yield right here and bring in the co-host. After the co-host shortly, then we want to hear from Evangelist or Perkins out of Baton Rouge. Co-host, God bless you.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you all. Praise God. One of the things, praise God, when we talk about flirting with the enemy, we have to be so very cautious because we have to realize one thing for sure, that Satan's greatest desire is to prevent us from giving God all, number one, of our heart, of our mind, of our soul, and of our might. So what does he do to prevent us from doing that? He is constantly dangling things of this world, things from our past, things that we used to do and we don't do no more, people, things, and desires in front of us. And anything that he can use to distract us so he can redirect us to a false god and place that in front of us. And sometimes we get so caught up and flirting with him, we don't even see it. The word of God lets us know in Luke 10:27, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. We have to guard our hearts. And how do we guard our hearts and our mind? By keeping Christ on the throne of our life. So Satan doesn't have the ability, even if he attempts, to sneak in and be the snake that he is. We have to realize, praise God, that we are no match for the enemy. We're no match. Listen, all power belongs to the Lord. Many times you hear people say, oh, I told the devil to bring it on. I really don't know why you told him that, because without God, you're no match to the enemy. The word of God said he give us power. And Luke 10:19, the tread, and he said nothing by any means will be able to harm us. But we got to understand something. We ain't got nothing to boast in ourselves. The power belongs to the Lord. So listen, without God, we are no match for the forces of darkness. So we got to realize, praise God, with God, we can do all things, as the word of God says. But listen, stepping out there thinking you got the power, thinking you can stand against the evil and wickedry of the enemy, no, you're no match. So listen, let us not flirt with the enemy. It's like saying hopscotch, and we know the name of that game. After a while, you'll hit the line, and you're out. So many people have flirted with the enemy and literally have lost their mind. What is he coming for in the first place? He's coming for your mind. When you open the door, you yield to the enemy. When you yield to the enemy, you give him an okay. You give him an approval to come in. And I want you to know, when he come in, the first thing he's coming for is your mind. What good is your body without a mind to operate it? That once he get the mind, he got you. So let us remember, keep our hearts, keep our mind on the Lord, keep it guarded by the word of God,
and the power of prayer. When we walk away from the life that we used to do and the things we used to do, why keep turning back flirting with it? If you're done, you're done. Praise God. We're not perfect. We err, and God gives us the ability through what he daily loads us with to repent and turn from our ways, praise God. What an amazing, awesome God. He loves us so much, he don't want none of us. So he leaves the gate open for us, even when we make mistakes, to be able to get back in right standings with him. I love the Lord, and I want you all to know today, even when we make mistakes and mess up, make wrong decisions, he still loves us, and he opens the door for us to get back in the right place with him, because he don't want us to perish. That's how great his love is. I yield to my sister, praise God, Evangelist Perkins.
Okay. I would like to add, Psalm 33:18 tells us, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, to keep them. And I would like to say that also, Psalm 34:17 tell us the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth them and delivered them out of all their troubles. If we are a child of God and we turn to God and we cry out to him, he will hear and deliver us no matter what kind of trouble we are in. And even those who cry out to him that haven't, mind wasn't made up, but then if they cry out to him from their heart, meaning that they ready to turn to him and open up their heart and let him in, he would come in and sup with them, and he would draw nigh unto them. And even though their heart are broken and save such as be of a contrite spirit, God will deliver them out of all their troubles and the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivering him out of them all. So if we turn to God and trust in him and believe in him and know all the things that he would do for us in the day of our troubles, call on him, he will answer us, and he will take us out of all our trouble and make everything all right for us. But we must believe in him and do his will and follow his instructions and know that all power is in his hand, and there is no other God can help us like he can. Back to the host.
Amen, amen. We certainly want to thank our co-host and again, just Perkins, for those wonderful words of wisdom. And also I want you to reflect on Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 18, where he said, put on your whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins guard gripped about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the furnace dots of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and wrestling and watching thereunto all preservations and supplication for all saints. Now, I read this, but we are actually going to break it down in next week's lesson. We're going to be coming from this particular chapter, Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 18, and we're going to take each one of them parts of that armor of God that we should be able to dress ourselves with so we can be able to fight and withstand in these evil days. Listen, listeners, we are living in some perilous times, and we are going to go through some trials, and we are going to go through some tribulations. Some of them is going to be automatically happening in our lives, things that we have no control over, such as the coronavirus and other things that's going to be thrown into our lives. But there are some things that we don't have to subject ourselves to. There are some things that we don't have to get ourselves in trouble with. Some things we can automatically stay away from. And it's by choice that we submit ourselves to those things. So what we're going to do next week is we're going to break down the armor, the helmet, the breastplate of righteousness, everything that we should dress with, that armor that God has given us, our weapon, our sword, how we should use it, when we should use it, and there's scriptures that's going to connect with each one of those armor that God has given us, so we can be able to with what withstand the devil and the evil forces, for they're powerful. Yes, they're powerful, but God has all power, and the devil cannot do us nothing unless God allows him to. Now, listen, listeners, we can get so far out of hand. Yeah, we're living on God's grace and mercy, and God loves us. He died for us. He shed his blood for us, but he also gives us instructions. He also gives us the commandments. He also gives us scriptures that we must live our lives by, and we must stand true to these things. He said, because if you don't, you know, he gives you chances time and time again, over and over and over again. Yes, we can ask for forgiveness. His arms are wide open, ready to receive us back. But at some point, he said, I will turn you over to a reprobate mind. Hello? Hello, a reprobate mind. And those of you who don't know what a reprobate mind is, we're going to break that down to you, too. We don't have time to do it on today. But you don't want God to take his hands off of you. That's when he takes his hands completely off of you and lets Satan do whatever he wants to do. And he ain't going to tell the devil like he told the devil he cannot take Job's life. You can do anything you want to do to Job, but you just can't kill it. He ain't going to tell the devil that with us. If he takes his hands off of us and turns over to a reprobate mind, the devil can take our life. Walk out your house, a straight bullet, anything could happen to us. So we don't want to be turned over to a reprobate mind. We want to do what's pleasing, acceptable in the will of God. We want to obey God. You know, we've come too far. The song says, I've come too far to turn around now. I don't know about our listeners out there on today, but Evangelist Chapman has come too far to let the enemy come in and steal my joy now. So, listeners, we truly enjoy you. We sure are grateful for you tuning in on today. I see no one have anything to say, so that means that y'all are all listening and you're hoping that you received it and hoping that you digest it. And on next week, I want to hear from our listeners. I want you to press that number one and tell me something about on today. And on next week, we're going to come back with you with part two of this, staying out of the danger zone, how to wear our armor, and how we can stay safe under the protection of God's umbrella. And listen, Happy New Year to you again. I pray that you have a goal set this year. I pray that you have already figured out what you did wrong in 2021. We can make it right in 2022. We just want to go forward, and we want the Lord to continue to bless face in your face. Bless our co-host. Thank God for our guest, Evangelist Perkins. Thank God for all of my listeners out there. I have a full studio. Thank God for each and every one of you. Know that I love you dearly. And you have 1 minute, Evangelist Perkins, to close this show out. 1 minute, and less than a minute, to do a closing prayer. And we'll be, you all will hear our voices. The Lord bless us on next Thursday, Evangelist Perkins.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for our gathering together once more. Thanking you, dear God, for this service, dear God. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to see another day's journey. We so grateful for all our listeners, dear God. And thank you for the co-hosts. And dear God, thank you for Minister Irma, Minister Norma. We so grateful, dear God. And in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen.
Amen. That's the end of the show for today. Listeners, until next week, God bless you and God keep all of you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.